Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Judy Joy Jones Show. Tonight we are listening to Bob Marley's One Love, and that's the theme of our show, One Love. And we're going to get on with it just as soon as I give you a couple of brief announcements and welcome everyone. I'm so happy you're here. I love you all, and this is going to be a great show, and I just want to let you know that on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have a young starlet. Her name is Diandra Nulan. And Diandra is a singer, songwriter, actress, model. And the amazing thing is she's only 17 years old, and she's already been in 8 major motion pictures. She is a member, I repeat, a member of the Academy of TV Arts and Sciences, which is, to me, just unreal at 17. Diandra is going to come on and tell us about her new movie. She's going to bring on her producer, and I just can't say enough for her. Anything you ask Diandra to do, she does it. Within 10 minutes, you say you need this, she's got it. You say you need that, she's got it. So whatever her parents did, hats off, because Diandra is just really working, and she's getting the jobs, and she's beautiful, and I hope you'll all join us. So that's Sunday night, September 14th at 7 o'clock. And then I want to give you a brief shout-out to the show we did with the inventor, founder, CEO of Blog Talk Radio, which is what we're all connecting on right now, Alan Levy. Alan Levy was on our show on September 5th with my co-host. My co-host is Ellie Crystal, And Ellie Crystal is also going to have her own show, and her very first show is going to be on Monday, and that's called Ellie's World. So I will give you more information about that through emails, and I just want to tell everyone that Ellie is pretty amazing in that she gets 1 million visitors a day to her website, crystallinks.com. And she brings metaphysics and science together in the most amazing way. And so let's get on with tonight's show because we've got a really busy show. And I want to bring on Mark Skelton, who is actually he and Lee Waterworth are the founders of One Love for Music, featuring Bob Marley's song One Love, which you heard at the beginning of our show. And they are helping turn Earth into a planet of peace, love, and harmony. On International Peace Day, September 21st, Mark and Lee's goal are to have Marley's One Love song played at the same time on every radio station around the world. Their hope, their joy, and their hearts are hoping to unite over 1 billion people in one mind, one song for the first time in history. And hopefully, they will be an official Guinness Book of Records entry. They may already be. Mark will tell you more about that when I bring him up. And I'm going to give you just a tiny bit more. Mark and Lee are also both from the north of England in Europe, and they run Positive Pictures Group, which produces movies, documentaries that spread positive messages around the world. And we need positive messages, and I really am looking forward to talking to Mark. So I'm going to click on a number here. I'm not quite sure which is his number. If it's not, we'll say hello, and we'll click on to the next one. Hello, Mark.
Hi there. This is Mark speaking.
Hi. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well. Thank you, Joy. Now, I just want to clarify one thing. Should I call you Joy or Judy?
Joy.
Joy. I was hoping you'd say that.
All right.
I will enjoy calling you Joy, but thank you for such an amazing introduction.
Well, I wanted to say more and more, but, you know, sometimes people go kind of, oh, but I think it's great for you to tell more about yourself because you know the pertinent things that I might leave out, and so you are more than welcome to carry on where I left off.
Well, thank you. Obviously, you covered all of the facts there, and you know in a nutshell, which is a very good synopsis. I can tell you about the idea and how it came about, if that's of interest to you. So sort of give
very much so.
Well, I'll start at the beginning then. That's usually a good place. Mm-hmm. It all started back in December. When we were working on a feature film called Peace Pilgrim, which is still in production, and if you don't know who Peace Pilgrim is, she is a truly amazing American icon. She walked across America from 1953 until 1981 without a penny in her pocket, and she totally on foot and on faith. She never asked for anything. She wouldn't ask for food or shelter. She would only accept it once it was offered to her freely. And she literally walked across America for 28 years nonstop and covered more than 40,000 miles, zigzagging across the United States, all 50 of them, 7 times, and Canada twice, and most of Mexico. So that in itself is just like an amazing story. But the issue me and my partner Lee had, Lee isn't here yet. He may be calling in. He's just in transit at the moment, but.
Mm-hmm.
The issue we had was that it's such an amazing story about a true American icon and a real folk hero to many millions of people, especially since the book came out after she died. But that's mm-hmm. another story in itself. But we were slightly concerned that this amazing woman's message wouldn't reach the very important, i.e., the future of the planet, that elusive 14 to 24 year old demographic. And so we were actually, Lee and I were in the car, we were stuck in traffic, and we said, how do we get to these kids? And we were listening to the radio, And you know the old radio, you know,
sure.
Every man's best friend, as you well know. And basically, I came up with this idea and said, well, what about music? You know, how do we tie in a popular, you know, something that the young people love and tie it in to a message that they really should hear about, at least give it a chance, you know, just listen to what this woman had to say. And she devoted 28 years of her life until she was killed doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tragic story, but it's an amazing one as well. And so we said, well, how about we set up a competition? Being the producers of the film, we can't really just guarantee that the song would be in the middle of the film or fit to a certain scene, because obviously that's, you know, that will evolve and change as the movie evolves.
Mm-hmm.
But we could guarantee an end credit song. So when the song finishes, when the movie finishes, and the credits start to roll, a song could play, which it always does, as we know, when people are wiping their tears away, you know, for those couple of minutes.
Right.
And we watched the credits come down. We thought we could give that as a prize. So then Lee said, yes, we'll do an international competition. We'll do a global competition so everybody can enter. We'll make it accessible for everyone. You know, anyone that's got a computer, anyone that knows anyone with a computer, they could be in a garage band, they could be somebody's uncle, somebody's granddad. We'll give them the chance to potentially write the next Imagine. You know, a song about peace. And so we married those two ideas of, like, you know, making it a competition, making it a prize, and involving the young people. And the competition would be the song. The only condition is that the song has to be about peace. And so as a result, they would, by association, they would learn about Peace Pilgrim, you see. So they'd go online, they'd do their research, they'd find out what she was. And, you know, obviously the song would have to fit the movie, but, you know, the movie's about peace. So
right.
Pretty simple. And so we thought that was a very good way to at least tap into the psyche of those 14 to 24-year-olds and everyone else associated with music, to get them excited and to give them a real tangible prize. You know, give them, you know, have them say, I wrote that song. You know, take their friends to the cinema and say, see that movie? That's my song. You know, it would be such an honor and such a gift, you know. And we wanted it to be a level playing field, a truly democratic voting system, whereby some boy in Uganda had just as much chance of winning as some boy in Austria or some boy in South America or anywhere on the planet. Basically, anyone that could get to a computer, they could enter this song and just email it to us, and you know, then we would have a judging system. I mean, we manifested to such a bizarre extent. 2 days after having the idea, still in that car, we said, we need. What we'll do to get a winner, we'll use a big name so nobody argues with the decision. We'll have someone like Sting or someone like Bono choose the winning song. Now, that was on a Monday. On the Wednesday, Lee had to fly back to London. And I dropped him off at the airport. This is in Los Angeles. I dropped him off at LAX. He goes and gets a drink and, you know, waits for 2 hours, whatever it is, for his flight. Anyway,
right.
he gets talking to this guy. Tells him all about Peace Pilgrim, gives him a business card, shakes his hand. This guy goes off to get his plane. Then the next thing, this other guy comes up to Lee and says, did you see who was sat behind you? And Lee's like, no, who? And he's like, Bono.
Bono.
He's like, no way. He said, I've got to speak to Bono. This is unbelievable. So Lee calls me from the airport. I'm still driving back. This is before the law changed, so I could answer the phone. And right, I said, Lee, you've got it. He went, he's gone. He's disappeared. He said he was sat there. This kid had said to me, this other guy had said to me, you know, he was sat there for ages. He was sort of leaning over and listening into your conversation. And Lee's like, oh, no way, I don't believe this. I've got to speak to him about this competition thing. So anyway, that the other guy goes off, and then Lee sat there nursing his drink. And then about 5 minutes after that, Bono comes back and sits next to Lee, right, in his original seat. So now Lee's antenna is up and going, and so he turns around and Lee says to him, excuse me, but are you Bono? You know, obviously, how do you mistake Bono, but you got to double check. And Bono goes, yeah, I am. Why? And he goes, I need to talk to you. And Bono basically said, listen, I heard some of what you said, but tell me more. So Lee sat there for 5 minutes with Bono's undivided attention and gave him the whole story about Peace Pilgrim, about the song competition. And Bono gave Lee his manager's card and said, call my manager when you're ready to go with this. This is something I'd be very interested. And like, Lee gave him a business card from Positive Pictures Group, and it was like, wow. And Lee called me back and said, I've just spoken to him. So that's when we knew we were onto something. And so to fast forward,
mm-hmm.
we were been producing the film, the song. We're going to release the song competition in the coming weeks for the film. Obviously, you know, we've got to go through post production. So the film is like, you know, not going to be released until 2009.
Okay.
In autumn. Hopefully, we're going to release it around about the weekend of the September the 21st, which is the mm-hmm. International Day of Peace. You know, which would be a nice tie-in.
Sure.
So to cut a long story short, that triggered the idea, and then we started to think, well, how do we tie that young audience into thinking about peace anyway? Because, like, you know, nobody even knows about the International Day of Peace.
Okay.
Right, so I know I did take the long route to get to the point, but we do have an hour, right?
We do, but you know, I want to be sure and play Da Vinci's song. Would it be all right if we go ahead and bring that up right now, Mark, and then we can carry on after that and hopefully bring him on board?
Well, I would love to. I would love to play his song. I did actually speak to Da Vinci earlier, and I think 7:45 is a better time, if that's possible.
Oh, is he coming? Oh, okay, because
yeah,
I had 7:20. All right, no problem.
Okay. But maybe, I don't know. I mean, if he's on
no,
the line.
No, go right ahead, because that's fine. I have several people on the switchboard, and I'm just not sure. They're all, except for one, unlisted numbers. So I have no way of knowing who is who.
All right, I understand. Well, I mean, if you want to check and see if Da Vinci's there, that's fine. I mean, you know,
would he be a 405?
Do you know what? It's probably a 323, a Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Let me try this one. Hello? No? All right, let me try that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Judy, it's Joan.
Hey, Joan, how are you? This is Joan
Cartwright.
Hi, Joan.
We're looking for Da Vinci. We're trying to find him. Let me try one more time, and then I'm going to bring you back up, Joan.
Okay, sweetie.
All right, thanks. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
Hey, this is Zulu calling from Zulu Tattoo in Los Angeles.
Oh, Zulu.
Hi, Zulu. Zulu's a friend of mine. Thanks for calling in, Zulu.
Oh, very good, Mark. How's things, man?
It's all good.
Right on.
We were just double checking because we had the phones are ringing off the switchboard apparently.
Yeah, they are.
Good show. That's what we want.
That's what we want. And we were kind of looking to see if Da Vinci would call in, and could we kind of put you on hold? We'll come right back.
You sure can.
Thank you so much.
Soon,
all right. All right.
Yeah, I think Zulu is. He's. Da Vinci. I think Da Vinci's not going to be free until about 7:45. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's fine. Nothing follows an exact pattern in life, and we kind of go with the flow. And
that's what life's all about.
That's what it's about. And when they all have unlisted numbers, it's very hard for me to give to be able to tell who is who. You were kind of easy, but after you, the rest are like 111s, and it's like, okay, who is that?
But. Technology and I don't get on. It's like,
that's,
you know,
right. Well, we got it together. So if you'd like to carry on and
tell us some
more.
So bringing it sort of to the point, we basically had the idea for, raising awareness for Peace Pilgrim, the movie. But then whilst working on the film, we uncovered or discovered that 9/21 every year since 1982 has been the International Day of Peace set by the UN.
Oh,
And the thing is, they do such amazing work. I mean, Joy, they literally, every country, 192 countries that are signed up to the UN, stop war on that day, stop their
war. Oh, my God. I didn't
literally
know that.
I know. It's like nobody does. And this was the original incentive, like, to really take this on a global scale and just
uh-huh.
get everyone connected to it. Because, I mean, I don't know if you remember the old story of World War One, when the British and the Germans were fighting in the trenches in France.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what happened on Christmas Day, they made a
truce. Right.
And they had a game of soccer. So they had, on no man's land, they had a game of soccer, and they sat down and they had Christmas lunch together. And then after that, they shook hands, went back to their trenches, and the next
mm-hmm.
day they started killing each other again.
crazy. What is that?
I know. And so that's basically the essence of what the UN do. I mean, they're obviously they use that day, the 21st of September, every single year to reach the civilians who are trapped in war-torn countries. And they go in there with their humanitarian aid, and they supply hospitals, they help civilians. They literally help anyone they can, obviously, who aren't soldiers and actually, you know, carrying guns, you know, because they're obviously the UN.
Right.
And they go in there and help these people. So you could argue that the 21st of September is the most peaceful day on planet Earth.
And then the next day, we all go back to the killing, which is
bizarre.
Well, you know, with your vision about films and documentaries that spread the positive messages of peace around the world, I believe they are so needed, Mark. I really applaud you for coming up with that theme, because such as Peace Pilgrim, one person can really change the whole consciousness in a very, very profound way. And when I saw that you were really involved with filmmaking to that degree, which I wasn't quite aware of, I thought, wow. You know, your vision is really, really noble, and I know that, you know, there are people out there that are applauding you. Without the music kind of backing all of this, it's hard. Music speaks in a way none of us can, right, Mark?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It really is the universal medium.
It is. And Bob Marley's One Love. I mean, how much closer can you get to being a unity?
Those lyrics are the lyrics of a prophet, and he knew what it was all about, and he was obviously, you know, he was a man before his time, and he got the message out there, and he spreads a lot of love, and he was a great man, and I'm just grateful that he wrote those lyrics, because it ties in perfectly with our desire to really tie that popular song, which so many millions of people love and hold dear to their hearts. And actually, you know, and tie that in with the UN International Day of Peace. And that was, again, bringing it home to the point. That was how Lee, my business partner from Positive Pictures Group, he said, why don't we, you know, because we put all the pieces together. It's like we had all the pieces of the jigsaw, but we just couldn't see what the big picture was. And then Lee was the one that started to put them all together, and he was like, why don't we get every radio station on the planet to play Bob Marley's One Love, and literally, and to raise awareness, get people thinking about the International Day of Peace. And I was like, Lee, that is quite possibly the best idea you've had today, because he does have a lot of genius ideas. I'll give that to Lee. He's a man of genius. And he came up with that one. I said, right, but how do we do it? Do you realize that was only at the beginning? That was the first week of July.
Okay.
We have only been working on this literally like 8 weeks or whatever it is. And basically we set it, the day we had the idea, Lee said, let's just do a little test. Let's just send it out to some friends on Facebook and see if they actually will agree with us. And
right.
You know, see if they like the idea. We sent it on Facebook, and it literally, we said to the Facebook thing, right, let's just see what happens. The next morning we woke up, there were 1,200 people signed up.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, you know, and it's people like, down to people like Zulu, and I'd like to bring Zulu on if that's possible, because...
Sure, let's go ahead and do that. Let me, Zulu?
Hello there.
Hey there. Come on board. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And
awesome.
I'm so glad you joined in. And if you'd like to tell us a little about yourself.
Well, my name is Zulu. I own and operate Zulu Tattoo in Los Angeles, California. And it's not your typical tattoo shop. We, you know, specialize in spiritual and conscious tattooing. And we also, a lot of the proceeds that come from the tattooing we do goes to charity organizations and conscious movements such as the peace movement that Brother Mark has decided to try to spearhead and really bring us all together and not just talk about this. And he's making or letting people know that consciousness can bring something into an actual reality. And a lot of people don't know that. And he's making it happen. So we're on board with him.
Well, you know, he was saying, you're like a tattooist, philanthropist, and you also are definitely part of the Tattooing to the Stars in Hollywood. Is that right? Have I got that right? Or?
Oh, yes. We tattoo everyone from Christina Aguilera to Mariah Carey to Janet Jackson, Alanis Morissette, and Bruce Willis. And what's cool is a lot of those people are even in the same consciousness, and that's what draws them to the shop. And but it's like a it's a big network, and then that draws my clients to Mark, and then Mark can spread this out to other people in the world. So it's actually it's a big network. We just need to, you know, set a fire to it and really make it happen.
You know, that's it. It's kind of like, you know, we're drawing each other's energy, and like you said, all the stars that come to you, they've got that mindset, you know, like, let's get together, let's be one, let's get this unity going, and let's get the peace going, you know?
Absolutely.
And you draw that energy, and, you know, because they're stars, it's important to me to know that they are speaking for many people, and it's really important because it's kind of like we all say, oh, we look up to stars, but I believe it's more than that. I think their consciousness is really raised to a point that they can speak for things maybe you and I can't, and that's their purpose, and, or sing about it. Christine, you know, the singers, actors, whatever. But, I mean, they're in that position for a very important reason. And just like you, I think I've heard you on other shows. You've been on talk shows, right?
Been on a lot of talk shows.
Yeah.
Been on a lot of NPR and, you know, different forums that are,
yep.
you know,
yep.
receptible to this movement that we're, you know, bringing to people. And almost not bringing to them, just showing them that it's already there. All you have
yeah.
to do is participate.
Yep, yep. Just you got to kind of hook into it. It's there. It's waiting for. You know, it's getting a little. I need to go ahead and play the song by Da Vinci. I think he might be on the line, but I want to play his song if that's all right. Mark?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me go ahead and click that on. All right.
Thank you.
Mark, hello?
Zulu's here. I'm not sure where Mark ended up.
Hi there. I think I've got it. Mark?
Yeah,
no?
Can you hear me?
Oh, let me try.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. I thought we had him on the line. That's longtime son. I thought Da Vinci was on the line, but then maybe not.
I just wanted to thank Zulu actually on air because again, he really does share the vision, and what I love about the whole peace, the peace movement, it really does include all facets of society and life, because you know, we have, you know, you have music, you have all art forms. We have Julia Gerard, who you're probably aware of. She's the Melrose designer, and she owns
the
gallery on Melrose. And she has just been amazing. And I just love the fact that, you know, from finding your own inner essence or your own mark, which is what Zulu specializes in and really brings out the spiritual aspect to who you are. And, you know, again, I love his work. And then you have Julia, who creates the second skin, i.e., you know, your actual clothing. You know, when you think about it, that's what it is. And then, you know, and then you have obviously the music and the film, and there's so many facets that where people are working towards peace. And I just think, you know, we are really coming together. And just to sum it up in, I want to thank Zulu, but to sum it up in one of Peace Pilgrim's phrases, she said, "One person spending all their time working for peace creates the news. Many people giving some of their time makes history."
Wow. Keith Pilgrim was a huge, just an influence in so many people's lives. She literally did sleep anywhere unless she was offered shelter, and she did not eat unless she was offered food. And she was pretty much definitely a non-denominational saint.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, we have now. Would a 619? Could that be? I wonder if that's Da Vinci.
You know, actually, I was thinking Da Vinci will be a 310. I just checked.
310. Okay, because I have a 214 and a 619.
Okay. If there's a 310, go with that one because I know that I remember that.
Let
one.
Me see who the. Hello.
Hi, this is Mark Goffney with Big Toe.
Oh, hi. We're going to play your music. How are you?
Great. I just got back from the store and saw an email asking me to call in, and I was delighted to talk to you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
That was from me, actually. Mark, just so you know, I'll give you some background. Mark actually did a cover version of One Love For Us. We went to San Diego and filmed him, and there's a clue in the name, actually, because he actually plays the guitar with his foot, with the plectrum between his toes. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's on YouTube.
No, I didn't see the video. I got the music, but.
Mark, I'll let you tell us a little about. I don't want to be your publicist here. I'll let you talk about who you are.
You're doing a great job, Mark. And again, a plectone, if you don't know, that's a guitar pick in American slang.
Okay.
All right.
So, that's what they call them all over Europe. A plectone.
Okay.
Yeah. My name's Mark, and I just was really delighted to perform One Love for the folks with the One Love music movement here in San Diego, and I was just delighted to be a part of the movement, and so I was happy to call in and chat with you folks, and hopefully we can rattle some cages and get some folks getting involved.
Well, now, I've got to know, what is it with the foot? How did that start, that you play it with your foot?
I was actually born with no arms. I play with both feet, and I was most recently featured on Simon Cowell's Next Great American Band, which is an American Idol show, and that was last October. And before that, I did Star Tomorrow with Travis Barker from Blink-182, so my career has become international. I've got the song. In fact, the song I sent to you guys, We Are the Same, is actually now on the charts in Korea. So budding musician who a lot of my music revolves around the idea that people shouldn't be as separate from each other as they are, and that that ultimately underneath we're kind of all the same. And so bringing down cultural, economical barriers has been a very important part of my songwriting. I try not to be too preachy, as some of my favorite rock stars have become, but nonetheless that message is sort of laden in the music that I write. So when I was contacted by Mark, I was playing on the Santa Monica Promenade, and they approached me and asked me if I would learn One Love, and I did. And so I performed that. It's on YouTube. If you look at Big Toe One Love, you'll see it. It's a good video. And I just was all about their message. So that's why I was eager to come tonight and give you guys a ring.
And we're going to play your song. And I had no idea. You know, actually, I was really, you know, Mark and I have not really conversed that much. And I thought, well, maybe that meant Mark. It was We Are the Same by Big Toe Mark. And I thought, oh, okay,
right,
well, that must be.
The other Mark is the founder of Big Toe. Yeah, well, you know, we can run with that if it'll help the cause.
No,
but
that's all right.
Hey, we're
no,
all one,
I mean,
right? We're all one. So it's, we're all the same. We're all one and the same. So it's all cool.
Cool, and that's amazing that you're able to play. I guess it's kind of like Stephen Hawking, the well-known scientist that took over Sir Isaac Newton's spot. I mean, he really has Lou Gehrig's disease, and he can't talk, he can't do anything, and yet he's known as the most intelligent mind on Earth. So it has nothing to do with the body, does it?
Well, that's it. I'm a big fan of him and his books. I've been reading his books for years, and he really is an amazing guy. And can I just say one thing before I forget?
I wish you would.
I've made a note to say this, and it's like, if you want to see any of the webisodes, especially Mark's, our Big Toe, we'll call him Big Toe just for clarification, shall we?
Okay.
There's two Marks here, but Big Toe and all the other webisodes that we've done, we've included another character. He's called Adam Gary. He's got a show coming out called The Adam Gary Show, and there's if you go on to all the W's, so www.oneloveformusic.com,
mm-hmm.
And that's all spelled out in full, so oneloveformusic.com. You can mm-hmm. watch all the webisodes that we've been doing. We've had a real blast with this for the last 7 or 8 weeks, and we've been out on the streets. We've been asking people definitions. There's going to be a great interview we did just a couple of days ago, in fact, of Julia Gerard, and you really get to know her perspective on peace and why she does what she does, and it's a really good interview, and that's with Adam Gary. And so, again, if you want to see Mark's video, you go on to YouTube, or you can go on to the oneloveformusic.com site, and you can watch all these other webisodes and interviews that we've been doing. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of creativity around this, and I think that's what's going to really motivate people,
I believe it. And everyone out there, if you go to the description page of tonight's show, it will give you all the websites and everything, and if you would be so kind to pass this show and the idea on to other radio, TV, newspapers, internet, websites,
absolutely.
Whatever, huh, Mark?
Yeah, tell everyone, tell your neighbors. I mean, we did a simple formula. If you just told five friends, if you just emailed five friends and everybody did that, within 24 hours, it would go around the world, and you would have something like 1.6 billion people, just basing from a very low number of just a few thousand, and we've already got 14,000 people on Facebook alone,
oh,
and that's what we asked them to do. So it's like, it's like exponentially, it just multiplies and multiplies. But I truly believe that song is the way forward, and song is going to do it. And I'm hoping Da Vinci is on the line right now.
I hope so. I was going to play We Are the Same by Big Toe Mark, but let me see one place. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Da Vinci from Los Angeles. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey,
how's it going, Da Vinci?
We've got a 214. We were looking for a 310, but that's great. So
that's
it is
right.
214. Okay, cool.
Hey there, how are you, Da Vinci?
Great. How are you doing this evening?
Just fine. I'm so glad you called in.
Well, thank you for making me a part of this show this evening.
Well, this is all Mark's doing. I have to let you know, and I'm so glad you are though.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
Mark, would you like to?
Well,
go ahead.
I would just like to say, the Long Time Sun just really touches me deep. I think it's one of those songs that it almost transcends the words, and it taps into your heart. It resonates. So I suppose that's one time you can use the word resonate, and it literally means that it resonates with your being, and it's like it bypasses the brain and go straight to your heart, and you really feel the emotion and the passion, and and the meaning in the song. And I just thank him for creating his we've got a great team. We've got Zulu doing the body art. We've got some great songs resonating inside the heart. You know, we're a good team, I think. You
right.
know, we're gonna.
We are, and I'm going to bring up my friend Joan Cartwright. She is a jazz musician, and Joan, let me bring her. Joan?
Hello.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm loving this conversation.
Well, you know,
Hi, Joan.
Joan's been doing music a long time, and she's quite the musician. You know, Joan is really, really... She's all music, huh, Joan?
Yes, I was born. I probably came out singing a song, scatting or something.
Yep, scatting. That's her. You totally understand what everybody's talking about on this show. I know you do.
Well, Wednesday I had a show, Judy. You know, because you were there.
Yep.
How New Age music activates our divinity.
Mm.
And on the 24th, I'm going to do part two, how music activates the senses.
Oh.
And on October the 1st, I'm going to do the metaphysics of music.
Mm.
That's amazing.
So it's going to be music. It's music that actually brought us into existence, the sound, you know, the vibration of the universe. It's actually what keeps us from spinning out into space,
oh.
the vibration,
it is actually
what is going to heal us.
Yeah, well, the synchronicity here is amazing because Da Vinci, I had this conversation with him today, and he was talking, I mean, I don't want to, again, steal his thunder, but
mm-hmm.
If he's there, are you still there, Da Vinci?
You bet, I'm with you, Mark.
Would you tell us a little bit about your, what you mentioned to me today, how a few years ago, after being in the rock and roll business for a long time, it went a bit deeper and, you know, and what was the new, almost like a rebirth for you creatively?
Well, it was every spiritual journey is unique for each individual. And for me, it got to a point where I was, like, pretty bored with rock and roll to the extent of, like, really what's the understanding and how much power and message is in the technical side of sound vibration. And basically, I was... sleeping on a couch at a friend's house for 3 years, and I was like, there has to be a deeper understanding or deeper meaning to all this, and I needed to be shown the way, and I wound up in a yoga class in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and the woman who happened to be a yogi named Gurmukh turned me on to this stuff called mantras, and I was like, I hadn't, you know, no other answer, so I did what she said I was supposed to do, and it enlightened me, and it showed me the light, as you said. It took me out of my head and led me on a journey by my heart.
Your heart.
So when you describe about vibrations and what is really important, I have to say one important thing, that every word that we say has a powerful manifestation on our reality. And so... Longtime Sun is a continuation of, you know, of All You Need Is Love, of One Love, of all the love songs in the world, you know. It hits that core center at your heart, you know, and your sixth chakra, which is your third eye. But that's the intention about you can heal people through your words and music. And that's what Bob Marley was all about. And that leads me right into what Mark's doing, and that's why I'm so enthusiastic about being part of this One Love for Music thing.
That's absolutely
what time? Right. What time are they going to play this song? What time?
Right. Okay. Now this is where it gets interesting. The time is. Are you all familiar with GMT, Greenwich Mean Time?
Kind of.
Okay, well, I'm going to make it really simple because
great.
the whole point of this is to get as many people tapped in at the same time, right? So it's almost
okay.
It's tapping into the collective unconscious. Now, we had to come up with the time, so we thought we'll make the original time as easy as possible. So we made it 9:21, i.e. 9:21 a.m. and
mm-hmm.
p.m. on
mm-hmm.
9:21, right? The 21st of September. So the
okay.
time to remember is 9:21. But that's only really relevant if you're in London, because that's where GMT starts, right? GMT is where your new day starts in, on the planet. On planet Earth, it's nothing to do with me being from England and living in London. I'm not homesick. It's because of the GMT. It's, it was before me and will outlive me, no doubt. But the so GMT gives us a standard to know where we are in time.
Okay.
And so, you, so Los Angeles, for example, is 8 hours behind GMT, right? Behind GMT.
Yeah, so that's what, Saturday night?
Exactly. So this is how it works. So in Los Angeles, we're going to have, so for example, on the 21st of September, it will actually still be Saturday night, Sunday morning. It will be 1:21 a.m. Most people will be in nightclubs about to go to bed. So this is a great time for people who want to celebrate, but that's the first one. So in, as the night or the party ends at 1:21, we'd love all the radio stations to be playing, you know, people who are doing night shifts, people who are driving home from clubs, people who are driving home from work. They, or people are at home having a glass of wine. They can literally, hope wine, hopefully, so they can literally have, you know, that will be the original one. That's when it will be 9:21 a.m. in London. Right, so in London,
London
people will, yeah, in London they'll be waking up, and then obviously the, you know, in Europe it'll be 1 hour after that, and it will move along down to their particular local time, in reference to GMT. So most people understand GMT in Europe because we're obviously, I suppose it's because we are GMT and like we talk about it more, I think. But
so in New York it'll be 1:21 a.m. in the morning the next day.
Well, New York will be different because it'll be. New York, if it's 1:21 in Los Angeles, it's going to be 4:21 in New York. It's going to be 3 hours because obviously New York is closer to London, right?
Oh, okay.
New York is only five hours behind. New York is only five hours behind London, whereas Los Angeles is 8 hours behind London. So you can just literally, if you look at the, if you go onto Google and put in time zones, it will show you all the time zones, and it will tell you.
Oh, okay. That'll give it. That's a good. I want to play some of "We Are the Same" by Big Toe, Mark,
fantastic,
who we talked to earlier, who is actually playing this with his feet. Right? Am I right, Mark?
That's right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I stayed on the line just because the show is so interesting.
And you're here. Okay, so this is totally played with your feet, and you wrote this song, right?
That's correct.
All right, let's go.
Dig the lyrics if you can.
All right.
I don't want to be a fool.
You know, Mark, I just would let that go on and on, but I have to have time for a couple of more things. But I want to tell you, I just love you. This is amazing to me that you did this with your feet. You did it with your soul, and I just thank you, Mark.
That's good. Thank
that's
you.
Very good. Yeah.
And all you really cut out were the yabba dabba dabbas. So you got through the whole meat of the song.
And Joan's going to kill me because she's a scatter. She'll get me later on.
Joan is amazing. I just am Googling her as we're talking. And I love scatting. I actually got to do a number with Scatman Struthers myself when I was a young boy. I was involved with some charity organizations. I did a lot of those telethons. And actually, Lou Rawls and Scatman both came out and sang together. I was only about 8 years old, but oh my gosh, I tell you, I fell in love with the scatting. So I can't wait to get into your music as well. I'm becoming a fan just during this radio broadcast.
Yeah, Joan's pretty incredible. She has her own blog talk radio show, Music Woman, and she's like she told you about some of her shows, so you can check them out. And there's one other person. Let me bring this. Wait. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hello? Is
yeah.
that me?
Yeah.
That's Joan.
Joan?
Yes?
On two different numbers?
Oh, I don't know how that's working. Maybe.
Well, I'm here as well. I'm still here, so I don't know if
Oh, well, maybe that's
Zulu's
it.
Still here.
Oh, Zulu. Okay.
Oh, Zulu.
Well,
if I could interject real quick, I just want to let the listeners know that what these guys are doing is not theory. I've seen it actually happen. When I play this kind of music in my shop, I see people who are getting tattooed all of a sudden slip into a calm, meditative state, and they don't feel the pain anymore. So if that can happen in my little shop, what the heck do you think is going to happen when you broadcast this around the world?
Wow. You know, that's absolutely right. It's like music just goes into our pores, our vibration, our essence, and we're transformed. We're put into another dimension. And I think that's why this is so important. You know, I thought, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, just a big, huge thing. But no, it's much more than that. And Bob Marley, you know, one love, one world, one peace. That's what we are.
He says it all. He really does. And I'm very conscious of the time element here, and this, I'm all about gratitude, and I think great things come to you when you express gratitude on a daily basis for everything. And literally a living testimony of that is obviously Mark and his band, you know, Matt Goffany and Big Toe. He basically is mind-blowing and is a lesson to us all, but as an extension of gratitude, I'd like to thank Luthea PR, Luthea Society PR. They have literally donated so much time, so much energy to this cause, and you know they haven't charged any money. They've pulled out all the stops with the press. They've just been amazing, and I just feel like I want to put a shout out, as they say, because you know, it really is a heartfelt thank you. And thank you guys, if you're listening, Lee and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and this wouldn't be possible without you. So I just wanted to, I've got that off my chest now, so thanks.
Well, listen, you know, Mark, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I want to thank Lee, though he isn't with us, and all of the people that are with us tonight, Zulu and Mark, and who else have I met? Well, I'm going to...
Da Vinci,
I love you. You know, I was listening to your song before we went on the air, and I was falling in love. I almost couldn't take time to get it uploaded, but I want to give some time to Joan Cartwright's song, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. When you hear her singing this song, you'll understand why it fits this show. And I just love you all, and do come back and keep us abreast on everything that's going on. And anyway, we
thank
love
you.
Thank
you so much, Joy. I appreciate that.
Thank
all love
you.
For music.
All right. Joan Cartwright. I want to say goodnight to everyone, and I love you very, very much. I wish we had hours more to play more and more and more. Thank you to Mark Skelton, and I really appreciate you coming to me and offering this beautiful thing. I would love for you to share it with others on Blog Talk Radio, and I will do that personally. I will pass out your email, and Joan Cartwright, I love you. And
I love you.
Thank you.
Joan, that was amazing. I love that song.
Thank you.
I want to be on email with you.
Okay. Well, Joy has all of my details, so please get them and send me one, and we'll start talking.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. And what Mark's doing is just not a one-time deal. It goes on and on and on. So
just remember
the power is in one love.
One love.
That's right. Well said, Da Vinci. That's
Da Vinci, I love you, and I love your music. It's gorgeous. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good
Bye.
Night.
And this is the grateful goddess saying thank you.
Thank you.
We're all blessed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.